And that brings me to a very special treat. I need to teach all of you something. You're going to, during this song, say one word. Hey now, y'all, can we just get real? Do we really care about our fans, or is this just another deal? Another way that we've lost our way? Social's about the people, remember? We are people. Do we really need another like, fan, or share? We need another post to show up everywhere. I hope as we scatter that we never forget that our posts live forever, even when we go to bed. We are people. Hey now, y'all. All right, everyone, I want you to stand up right now. Take out your phone. Take a selfie with your neighbor. It's time to get social.
Where's that accent from?
Give it up, Mary McCoy.
Woo, woo, woo.
Social.
Man.
Let's get social. That's
how
like
great
a,
was that?
That's a classic from the Mommy Vault.
Yeah, that was just sent in, actually, just a few days ago by Matt Craig.
What a
he
talent.
He killed it. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was rad. I got my
Everybody
headphones.
Likes the social. What's wrong with your headphones?
I need to make them louder.
Okay.
Which one am I, Dino? Meow, meow. Oh, this is it. Perfect.
There you go.
That's good luck.
There you go.
That was awesome.
Great job, Matt.
Great job.
I mean, Let's Get Social will never fall apart or fall away completely. It's always in our hearts.
It is, and now it's having new incarnations.
Yeah.
Which is even more specialer.
Very, very special. Check it out, Jeans. I'm coming. Literally. All in your beards. San Francisco this week. Man Fran Disco.
All right.
A place that used to be known as Cobb's Comedy Club recently renamed their venue Cox Comedy Club. And I'm going to be there 3 very short nights, so I hope you come and see me. The 18th, 19th, and 20th. I am at Cobb's. Please come see me. It should be really fun shows. Then there'll be the great Christmas celebration of Baby Yezushka coming into all of our lives.
Again.
And then for New Year's, these two moms are throwing, you know, they're throwing their hair back in a in a tie, and they're saying, I'm going to just have fun right now. And we're going to Austin, Tejas. We're going to be at Cap City doing our thing. There's a New Year's Eve show, and then there are shows on the 2nd and 3rd of January before, you know, kick things off 2015 right in the great city of Austin, Texas. So please come see us.
We're going to be moms that we're going to put Splenda in our coffee.
We sure are. And it's very rare that we both get to pull the same pair of jeans up, but we're doing it that week in Austin. So we hope you guys come and support us. Look, the new year kicks off and there's some really crazy date shit happening for us. We're getting to go to a lot of different places. The two of us, not always together, but, you know, it's
Did
a lot of
really
shows.
Crazy gay shit?
Really crazy gay shit.
Oh.
A lot of guys, a lot of nude stuff.
That's what I thought. I was hoping for that. A lot of cum in your beard.
That's what I'm saying. That's my show. My show, if you come and see it, it's gay, it's naked, and there's guys coming. But it's a fun time, and you don't have to be gay to enjoy it. You can just be there. look, I got Des Moines, Iowa coming up, the Funny Bone. I also have Morty's, Indianapolis. That's coming up in January. The Laughing Derby, one night only, Louisville, Kentucky. I got the Kansas City Improv. I got all these great fucking dates coming up. Omaha, Dallas, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I'm even doing Lafayette, Louisiana. A lot of shit coming up. So please check out TomSegura.com, my shows page, and tickets are all over that thing. Jeans?
Jeans up. So they're just those dates Tommy mentioned earlier, and also January 15th, January 16th, January 17th, and January 18th, I will be mommying around at the Pittsburgh Improv. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, not Pittsburgh, Greece.
Greece.
Right. And then also January 30th and 31st, I will be doing Sketchfest in Manfredisco. Manfredisco! Oh. And I think, co-headlining two shows at the Punchline those nights. So come check me out. Come say hi. Hmm. And you know what? There's stuff, but, you know, I got to make sure it's exact first before I announce it.
That always
helps.
You
know how that is.
You got to have that link up. There's a couple things I don't have the links for. I don't mention them.
It makes me sad. How did this bag of pot get on this desk?
They gave me that last week when I did the best comedy show ever.
They?
The promoters.
Oh, because I was like, we were recording the other day, and I'm like, it smells like pot in here.
Yeah, and they also they gave me a lighter and a t-shirt and then also money.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was the best comedy show ever.
Yeah.
That thing was great in Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
It was really good. Remember the one I did right before I left town?
Yes, yeah, I remember.
I had a good time.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's that. What do you think of that shit?
I like that shit.
Boom.
And you have to give me the, you have to say, and action.
And action.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ready to do this?
Yeah.
It's party, Jeans.
The reason why they used, see, there's a reason, especially going through the vortex with temperate solar system and constellations, there's a reason why they use A through Z, 0 through 9 and 0 in the solar system. It's very powerful. A lot of people don't understand that. I am a chosen being that will make it off the universe, this planet, and an extraterrestrial crowd. Hey, girl, can you say bling bling?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Go, go, work, go. Push harder. You can do it. Go, Tommy, go.
How is our opening song not used in like aerobics classes and stuff?
I'm
serious.
I know. We just did a little routine to it.
Oof.
That was powerful.
I'm ready to do this shit, man.
I love that opening clip so much.
It's a space alien. He's going to be taken from this earth. There's 218649. And then this is how weak a man's mind is. That's the perfect. So they're like, somebody would be like, yeah, this guy's schizophrenic. And you know, he's just speaking nonsense. Sees a woman. Hey girl, his dick takes over. Can you say bling bling? Like his mental illness is trumped by his libido.
I know. It's amazing. And why bling bling? Hi, girl, can you say bling bling?
I mean, that's just what popped into his mind, man. Dude. I mean, it's this is a study in the weakness of a man's mind.
See, there's a reason, especially going through the vortex with temper solaces and the constellations.
Oh, the solar system.
There's a reason why they use A through Z, vortex. 0 through 9 and 0, okay. And the solar system is very powerful. A lot of people don't understand that. I am a chosen being that will make the universe,
lock him up.
And an extraterrestrial crowd. Hey, girl, can you say bling bling?
Hey, girl. Hey. Can you say bling bling?
I don't know if this is him right here. So this fantastic. This is him here. I don't know. It looks like it could be him. Oh. No, it's another crazy guy.
Whew. What's going on?
Crazy homeless. Oh. Bum fights?
Those bum me out.
Those bum me out too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let a bum talk. Why do you gotta violently assault him?
I know.
You know?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, can you say black, black?
Can you say black, black?
And the vortex through the vernacular solar system has the AZ to 09 petaroffs.
But how?
I mean the profiteroles,
you got the cream filling. I like that.
I would be removed.
Galactic fillings.
Hey, girl, can you say bling bling?
How come crazy people have access to such big words? Like he was spitting some shit that I was like, I don't even know what that is. It's a big word, unless he's making it up.
I don't know.
He's got a good vocabulary.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he can start some shit. You know, he likes to start some shit.
Hey, bang, bang. Talk some shit.
Hey.
There's so much good stuff. This right here, by the way, should I click on this? Let me see if this is any good. It says it's Dr. Phil.
Okay.
And it's during a commercial break. Has some shit go down.
Okay, yeah. I love Dr. Phil. Let's hear it.
See if it's if he's really... If he's
now you cannot put water inside of your rectum.
The thing is, when an egg breaks, is that a noodle salad? You see what I'm trying to say with you right there?
You understand?
You understand that a cow eating feet grazing off the land, that ain't the same thing as a man leaping over a fence. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, let's see what the hell this is.
Have you asked me what I've done to overcome this problem? I don't think you asked that question at all.
You know, I haven't asked that question because I have problems with the answers. You know, you have a very much of...
Yeah, but you've never overcome exhibitionism, so what would you know about it?
Oh. Okay, Dr. Phil.
Well...
Unless you've lived this problem, because
that's like telling a brain surgeon they've got to have had a tumor in order to help somebody.
No, it isn't.
Dr. Phil.
It isn't the same at all.
It's not. They have audience shots. When he said that, people were like, "He's doing it. He's doing his Phil thing right there.
He's filling it up." That should be his catchphrase. He's
feeling you up.
He's like, I'm feeling you guys up today.
I'm feeling you up.
I'm feeling you up.
And then it comes over the screen, like PH, and then it should say PHI, and then it should be like LLLLIN. You know, I'm filling y'all up with some good information.
Woo. Yeah.
And then they should have like a little, you know, like pistols on either side of the screen. I agree.
Because he always talks about being Southern. That's always his thing.
Woo.
I'm from Texas, and in Texas we do things different.
Little thing we do down there says if a bull won't listen, you're gonna grab his horns and fuck it. Y'all understand? You understand?
Right. How different are things in Texas? Is Texas just not America? Is that why?
Actually, it ain't. It ain't. You obviously ain't from around there.
It's not the same at all. This is a behavior. It's not a condition of the mind that can be fixed by a doctor doing technical work.
Okay.
This is a behavior that unless you have experienced the humiliation of this behavior, you couldn't possibly know what it's like. So, I don't know.
I have no question that that's true. Don't show me your hand.
Hey.
Are you through talking?
Yeah, I think
okay.
I'm through talking.
We'll be right back.
Oh, so that was on the air. And I think they're going to let us
What if at the commercial break?
I've been over backwards for you, buddy.
I think you've tried to make a fool of me, buddy.
No. Well. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he wants to go forward with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I think I do. I said I did.
Well, why do you want to do that?
Because I said I would, and I don't. I'm a man of my word when I say I want to
do
something.
Well, I'll certainly release you from that commitment whatsoever.
Well, no, I didn't ask to be released from that commitment. I said I was going to do something, and I intend to do what I said I was going to do.
Do you want my help with it?
That's how I live my life today. Yes, I do want your help with it.
Even though you think I've made a fool out of you?
No, I don't think you made a fool out of me.
Well, that's what you said, and I can play that back. I got it on tape.
I said I think you've been trying to make a fool out of me.
Okay.
You can't make a fool out of someone who doesn't feel like a fool. I don't feel like a fool. I don't feel like a fool at all. And everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and I respect that. Mm-hmm. I respect the fact that everyone has an opinion, and everybody's entitled to that opinion.
Well,
everybody here's a Dr. Phil fan. They're not a Thomas fan. Nobody came here because they're a fan of me. They came here because they're your fans.
Okay, well, I'm happy
so
to talk to
you. So anything you say, they're going to go along with that.
Okay, now hold on a second. Do you know, you familiar with the expression, when a turkey won't cluck, kick him in the nuts, you know that expression?
I've heard this, but it's a Texas expression, right?
Down in Texas, when a turkey don't cluck, what we do is kick him in his balls.
Mm-hmm.
And
we skull fuck it.
And then we skull fuck it, and then it's Thanksgiving all over again. Now, you see what I'm saying there?
So,
well, I think
it's true. It's true. These are Dr. Phil fans.
Listen, you should read my message boards if you think these.
Okay, well,
all right.
You know, how about just a
word? I was hoping for more. I just want to say, see, that's why we fucking screen these things sometimes. But just, I had 3.5 million views.
Of course, because it's controversy. But even a word to the wise, if you want therapy, don't do it on television, maybe. If you don't want to be humiliated. Mm. How about don't go on Dr. Phil? Don't call Dr. Laura and don't go Dr. Phil.
Don't go old Dr. Phil on me. Now, how was Fartford?
Oh, Fartford was great.
We should point out that I haven't seen you, but for like 20 minutes since we got back, because I just got back too.
You were visiting your family in Vero.
I hung out with Top Dog, Charo, oh my God, Maria, Jane, little nephew, Nuck Nuck, and then, everybody.
How was it?
It was great. It was great to see people. You know, it was fun to go home. And
did you hear a lot of Brown stories from your dad?
Not that many. You know, he's been eating better, so he's pooping less.
I don't like to hear that. I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. Do you like that? Does anybody here
that's
like
not,
that?
That's not
she
cool.
said think of it more as a conversation.
Oh.
I like that.
So what is new with Top Dog, though? Can you give us any kind of update?
What is new with him?
Any morsels?
You know, he's doing the old exercise thing, which is good, eating well. We're going to go make fitness tomorrow at our gym. No, I don't. There's not really. It's the same old thing, man. It's the same old thing. I mean,
same shit, different toilet.
Same shit, different toilet. Smaller shits, different toilet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that he's getting healthier, even though I'm sad that he's losing the girth of his bowel movements. That's upsetting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. I'm looking forward to seeing. You know, when you know how your parents are for a while, and then you go, I want to see them retired. I think it'd be fun to watch them as retired people.
Oh,
I think he's going to lose his mind.
Dude, your dad, he's like nonstop.
He can't sit still.
Action. Yeah. What's he going to do?
I don't know. It's really going to.
He might golf like 24 hours a day.
No, he won't.
No?
No, because he doesn't like golf anymore.
What?
Yeah, he's over golf.
When did that happen?
Over the last probably 16, 18 months.
Oh, my gosh.
He still plays sometimes, but every time he plays, he goes, yeah, I'm just not interested anymore.
Well, maybe he'll find a new hobby.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's going to get into fishing. He needs a new thing to like explore.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Yeah.
But Fartford was great.
Oh, yeah?
So many mommies came out. Wonderful mommies.
To Manchester?
Manchester. Let's be real.
Come Neticunt.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. So many jeans.
It's great to be in Fartford. Did you say
Fartford?
That?
I didn't say Fartford, no. But I did call him out on being in Richmond.
Yeah, Manchester.
You know? Oh, sorry, Manchester. Yeah. Sorry. It was fun. It was a good time.
Woo! That's a good time.
Shoot. I ate a lot of steak. That Manchester's like I had a car, I rented a car,
mm-hmm.
and the Olive Garden's like the most popular restaurant there, and I'm like, I cannot in good faith go to the Olive Garden. I can't, bro. Like,
how come you can't get down to the Olive Garden? Why not? I don't understand.
I'm not opposed to the Olive Garden. Just when I know that there's like a better Italian in the world.
Oh, of course.
I cannot fucking eat there, bro.
But there's Olive Garden days, right? Isn't there a day for Olive Garden?
What do you mean?
Like, Olive Garden's not for all occasions, but don't you have days where you go, it's an Olive Garden kind of day?
No, I don't. Never? But here's the thing. Like, again, I'm not opposed to it. I just don't have an entree that I'm hooked on there. Like, a Sizzler, I like the Malibu chicken, so that's what I would go there for.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
See, I feel like, I don't know, are women like this? Guys are like this, I think. Men have this thing where, like, we have certain friends
mm-hmm.
that are only friends one-on-one.
That you masturbate with?
No, only friends one-on-one that you go, like, you're not a friend for me to introduce to my spouse, other friends, family. You're like, you know this person. And only, it's like, it's somebody that you keep away from
other
people.
It's the wild card friend.
You have a wild card. I don't know if, do women have a wild card friend? I think more women kind of don't really do that as much. Guys do that.
Yeah.
And equally, guys have things they would normally do, they normally wouldn't do that they'll do with certain, not necessarily with the wild card friend, but like, I wouldn't take you out to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
But if I was hanging out with a comic, you know, and I was in Hartford, and he was like, you want to go to Olive Garden? I'd be like, all right. Like, because it's because of the situation, right?
Right,
it's because
so
of
awful.
The circumstances. Yeah.
Mm.
because
sorry.
It's so awful.
Oh, I thought, like, I meant, ironically, like, it's like going to a hometown buffet where you're like, I mean, it's so awful. It's
I wouldn't
fun.
Say, no, I wouldn't
it's
say
a,
like
hometown
that.
Buffet is awful. I've been there.
Okay.
It
that one I can't
terrible.
Comment on. I'm just saying.
Jesus Christ.
I go there based on the company.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you see, know? I can't do that.
Now,
did
women
do
have
that.
Wild card friends like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's friends that are so crazy of mine that I know better than to bring around you because you'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay,
you're friends
so that
with
is the same. Because I know every dude has at least one or two friends that you're that like you
derelict,
go,
yeah,
you go like, I'm not bringing them home.
Not around your wife.
You don't have them. Yeah. It's like, hey, you know, you're out and that person's out and you can hang out with them somewhere different, you know,
yeah,
their place or public, and that's where that friendship lives,
of course. And that's totally normal. You're supposed to have friendships like that where they're just specific.
It's
things.
Not, it's not, you don't go, you want to come Thanksgiving, you should swing by too. You don't tell that guy that, you know.
Mm-mm. No, I feel like there's things even I conceal from you about some of my friends so that you don't get the wrong impression.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll be like, yeah, he doesn't need to know it because it's out of context. And,
look, not I'm not saying this to like build up some mystery, but like you're not supposed to share everything about everybody, you know?
No.
If your judgment tells you, I wonder if that would be a bad thing to share. You don't have to share it.
The answer is yes. Don't share.
Don't share that shit.
No, I've got friends that are animals, that are lunatic animals.
Really? That I know?
Well, yeah. Or just that they would say shit that you would roll your eyes at a lot. Yeah. So I'm like, I'll just keep that from Tommy. He doesn't need to know that, friend.
I do the same thing.
Like that.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that I will start to like qualities about them. And then I'll be like, yeah, but they're kind of fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah.
You almost need to get away from them to see how fucking weird, messed up they are, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Sounds like your brain's really fucking rolling right now.
You know why? Because there's someone in particular who, a friend of yours whom I adore.
Yeah.
Who is just, cuckoo bat shit a little bit. But like in a good way where you're like, oh my God, I love that guy.
Really?
There's friends we're both friends with that you're like, that guy.
But the one of mine in particular that you first thought of?
Who I really like.
That is cuckoo batshit?
I think, yeah, who's got like problems, impulse controls, things like that. That's every comedian. That. Mm-hmm. That's almost all of our comedian friends, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all animals.
Yeah.
Fucking animals.
They are. They're fucking animals.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of feedback on that.
Oh, man. If you missed it, we played a few ridiculous videos that Garth Brooks posted since he just joined social media. And, the first one is just preposterous.
Official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start.
Oh, my God.
Then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense.
What did he say?
Boy. She said, think of it more as a conversation.
Oh.
I like that.
Okay.
But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me. Oh. And I really like that.
Oh, do you?
It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, hotel room.
Oh, my God.
When I think about things I want to post, cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. Because it's just who I am.
Ew.
So if this is truly a conversation,
oh, I don't like you.
Then I say, let the conversation begin.
Jesus Christ.
Ugh.
It's so weird, right?
It's disgusting.
What's this thing like wiping out the walls between it? It sounds like he wants to put his penis in your mouth. Like,
so what?
He's like,
let him wipe those walls. Let him wipe it across your fucking face.
Yeah, it sounds like he's the vegan vagina guy. It's a little like that for me, where he's like, I'm doing you a favor by being on social media.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you 10 long licks.
Finally, we have a good one.
Did you hear that?
Finally, yeah.
Did
course.
You hear
Who
that?
Who didn't hear that?
That was, oh, that's not good.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm stewing in it.
Why are you doing this? Why are you ruining everything?
What was that? That was a really interesting smell.
Interesting?
Yeah. It was like, it was a blended smell.
Blended?
I mean, it wasn't straight fart. It was.
Stop blowing. Don't go. It's so gross.
It smelled like the vegetable I ate.
Ugh.
How is that possible that a fart smells exactly like what you ate? I had some hot ones yesterday because I was eating vegetarian tacos with my friend Sarah.
You farted.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking fart on these fucking Swiss cakes. Eat them up.
Whoa. That last one was critical.
He said, I'm going to fart on these Swiss cakes. Eat them. His thing about farting on the food and eating it.
I don't understand.
Is so wrong. It's
I don't
so
understand.
Disgusting.
Is that a thing in the fetish community?
It's gotta be.
Write us and let us know. Is that a thing?
Well, you remember the cake farts thing? That was the famous. That got sent to us.
Yeah.
But she didn't eat it. She just sat on a cake and farted on it.
Sure. Yeah. But why the need to eat the thing he farted on? That's a whole other level of cray cray.
I don't know, man.
What's up, girl? Can you say blang blang?
Oh. That's what you just did right here.
Whoa.
Oh. Sniff that one, baby. Oh.
He's so foul. Jesus.
Right. Why can't I know more about you, King Ass River?
What is up with you, man?
Let us into your heart. Let us into your life, man.
Let us be with you. Fo. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm talking about you. Feel me? I mean,
hi, Foo. Hi, Fifo. Hi, handsome.
All right.
Oh my God, he's so soft. I gave him a bath yesterday.
Yeah.
And he smells like a fucking dream right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he does. He smells amazing.
His hair is just a little bit too long. It's so cute.
Do you want more Garth Grossness?
Let the conversation begin.
Let it begin.
Oh,
he did
Facebook.
This fucking, I don't know, what do you like? This.
It was on Facebook.
And it's at Facebook headquarters.
Okay, so this is the panel?
Yes, the panel event.
So he's sitting on a stage with two young people, or three young people, mm-hmm. just in normal chairs. And I guess it's a Q&A session?
Yes, yes. Okay. With his fans, yeah. So.
Okay.
Once again, welcome, Garth.
Thank you very much.
He stands up.
Thank you.
Why is he standing?
Took his hat off.
Okay.
A friend of mine described social media as
I know.
A conversation.
Yeah, Conrad, you like that.
I like that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that
yeah.
sounds
and
familiar.
I can talk about the music all day long. I can talk about Miss Yearwood all day long. So any you guys want to talk about that stuff, I'm in. But very happy to be here, very thankful to be here. And I want to respect this and respect the people on the other side of it. Fair
okay.
enough?
Okay.
All right.
That whole
Wait,
thing
what?
Of like fair enough? I'm being cool? Is that, are you happy with that?
Is that a defense of like, I'm being cool so you be cool?
It is kind of a setup for that. Yeah. I think it is, yeah.
He's diffusing anybody being like, Garth, why are you so irrelevant to our generation? Like that kind of stuff. You're 80 years old. We don't know who you
Garth,
are.
Garth, you're not that old, but you're kind of a dad boner. What's that all about?
Garth, I notice on your Twitter feed you write love Garth at the end of your tweets. You know, you don't have to do that, right, bro?
We know it's you, motherfucker.
We get it. It's your account, asshole.
This is really exciting.
It is exciting.
I'm a huge fan of Facebook, so this is really exciting.
She's a fan of Facebook,
huge
not
fan
of Garth.
Him.
It's the first time you've ever been here.
Yes, this is really, really cool. Oh. So, and you just joined Facebook today. And if you turn around, you have over 1 million likes already. It hasn't even been 24 hours.
That's sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Is that neat?
It's raw.
Is it slick?
Fuck. Very slick.
Very sweet.
He said that's sweet.
I have to ask you, is that good? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
All right. So, Jeanette B. asked,
wait a minute.
Are you enjoying being...
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. He knows that that's good.
In less than 24 hours, a million likes?
I think he has an inclination, but he's milking her for the praise of a job well done. Is that good?
Now you, why don't you sass on over here and tell me if that's good or not.
In Texas, I don't know if 1 million is good.
Do me a favor and top that off for me a little bit.
Back on tour, and what has been the highlight so far?
Well, the answer is hell yeah. This has been awesome. Kind of the reason why I'm here today. There's no doubt that people are going, oh, okay, Facebook, because you have a new album going out. Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Facebook, because, you know, we were talking earlier when you said, why haven't I done this? Why haven't I shared my life? Oh. Because until 4 months ago, my life wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm. That was really dramatic. And he looks really dramatic when he says it.
He's standing right now. Everyone else is seated, right?
My life. He's sitting right now.
Oh, so let me know like, when he stands and gives a soliloquy.
Yeah, he's done one already at the top.
Let's okay. see.
My life was my three girls.
Oh, boy.
Every day.
Every day.
Waking their mad ass up for school. Getting them there. Dragging them to soccer practice, mm-hmm. and just listening to their world. Oh my God. And their world is not your world.
unless they choose it to be.
That's also that's also implying that, like, you want to know about theirs.
Yeah.
Because I'm super famous, and but that's up to them, which is cool. I respect it. You're a dad saying that, like, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
And my kids get to choose that. But it's also kind of implying that, like, you kind of want to know about it.
Yeah. And another thing, do you really think that Garth Brooks is driving his kids to soccer practice?
Every once in a while. I think he knows where it takes place.
And not the nanny that they've hired? Yeah, come on.
Some of the ranch hands?
Yeah, come on. And take it. We have Steve.
I can already see our emails this week. You know, I gave y'all a pass. But you're going a little hard on my boy Garth, and I don't really appreciate it. I can already see it.
But that was 100% my world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, as of August of this year, we move back to Nashville and we start to tour. And now my world is Miss Yearwood and music. Mm-hmm. Happy to share that. That's awesome. And what I also found was the thing I love most about touring, which you'll learn if you haven't already.
Touring.
All the crap, no offense to record labels, no offense to the music business, all the crap that's in between you and the people that allow you
standing
to be you gets wiped out.
Oh, I love that.
At a live show.
Oh, I love that. You're wiping out them walls.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can feel y'all. Can you feel this come?
Yeah, exactly. Wipe my face with your penis, Garth. I want you to choke me with that cock.
Oh, man. You know that problem we were having with all those walls up? Well, I'm going to take that wall away right now. Feels good, doesn't it? Oh, the wall's gone. The wall's gone. The wall's gone. This is Garth.
Y'all can smell my farts. Choke on my dick.
You can smell those fucking farts, y'all. Now.
So he's standing.
He's standing
for
now
no reason.
To show them that the walls are gone.
The wall. Okay. So
And then when you perform, it's right fucking here. I'm standing right here.
So, and
right
he's also here, looking at the camera, too. Is he making eye contact with the lens? Or
no.
Is he,
he's showing them that I'm right up on you when I perform.
You're this close.
Oh, my God.
And that's what I like about this. This takes away all the barriers between me and the people that allow me to be an artist.
Oh.
And, I'm going to wear the hell out of it because it's a wonderful way to communicate back and forth.
Thank you. I feel so blessed right now.
I'm an artist, you guys.
I feel so blessed right now.
And let me ask this, though. Is it that offensive in the country music world to just plug an album coming out? Like he says, he goes, you know, I'm on Facebook not just to plug my album, God forbid. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, a different person by day. Like, he makes his living writing and singing and performing music. So why can't he just plug an album? Is that considered not cool in country? Like, just plug your album, bro.
Well, they're like, is the reason that you're, you know, this stuff's been around, you haven't been on it. Why now? It's because I have an album.
Of course. Just say that. Why can't you be like, I got this album and
I want you all to buy the fuck out of this album.
Right,
Hey, where's the song, though? Where's our new Garth song? It's not on the list.
Oh, the Garth song. Oh, it's in the email. You have to look it up. It's called I Like That. You can search for the subject. I Like That.
Why don't you describe what we're about to do? Because it's pretty.
Why am I supposed to?
I'm asking you to.
Describe the song?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I do. You get mad at me because then you're like,
why would I get mad at you?
The punchline to that.
Well, you don't have to tell them how the song goes. I'm just saying we're about to play a song, right? That has to do with.
Right. So, submitted listener submission song, and it meshes our favorite
two of the best worlds
right now.
Very popular things going on right now. All right. Let's see. Oh, my Christ. All right. It was stuck in that email. This is incredible.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's pretty good.
I like that.
I like that.
Let the conversation begin. Again. I like that. I like that. I like that. And I really like that. Really like that. Really like that.
cool stuff. Slick stuff. This is just who I am.
Well, I guess it's official.
Let the conversation begin.
Incredible.
And you can pinch my dick and pull my liver, but too bad it won't fit in you.
Oh my God!
Hashtag.
You're the guy now.
That was amazing. The incorporation of the scales, dudes.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant, bro. Thanks for doing that.
That's incredible.
Do you know what else he does? Like, someone needs to tell Garth how to use social media, like, because he's totally dad bonering. Like on Facebook, I was looking at his page, and he'll say Garth tweet. And then he'll repost to Twitter.
Yeah.
And then on Twitter, he writes, love G. He's like, dude, you don't have to do that.
This is, by the way, of course
he's
not.
Just so weird. We
he's
know
just,
that.
No one's telling him.
Yeah. Someone needs to tell dad.
That song, I like that, was made by Daniel. I want to say it's Piccina, like Italian. It's either Daniel Piccina. I don't think it is. I think it's Piccina. Daniel. You killed it. That's so fucking funny.
Really good work.
Now, some people might be, they might be confused. Like, what's the second thing if they weren't, you know, if they didn't know that the second part of the song had our boy Shane, who was teaching you how to get the, he was teaching the third octave. You remember? I remember. Yeah. That's what you were hearing was Shane's
the Muppet.
He was singing with Garth. It's good. So that was both. That was amazing.
Jesus. It does sound like the Muppets, right?
This thing is the
like
best.
Like animal though. Doing scales.
It does sound like it. So people flipped for, you know, they mistakenly label this guy as Brazilian in one of these. He's speaking Spanish clear as day.
Well, I'll tell you, I listened to. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So now somebody has cut this where it's the goat version.
Oh, shit. That's so stupid.
It's not that far off. That's the thing. It's not that far off.
I know.
Jesus. Is this can does somebody who actually knows this, is this how it's supposed to go?
I'm sorry?
I want to know how it's supposed to go. Like somebody
scales?
Who teaches. I mean, this guy, he speaks with so much confidence. Like, what is that video supposed to sound like? Are we supposed to hear some change in
his
range?
Yeah, you are. You're supposed to match the sound of the key that he's pressing. Like, you know, ding, ding, and then
you
go,
do you want to hear somebody else made a herd of him doing this?
Okay.
Ha ha ha!
more, more.
It's like a thousand of them. Pretty amazing.
God bless the internet.
Yeah.
What do we do now without the internet? I love all the remixes. That's what the internet's good for.
Yeah.
Taking some shit and remixing it.
It's pretty incredible.
Oh, get your life, goat man.
See if somebody manipulated this one. There's another video up. See if they did it or not. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
I could watch these
so good.
Hours and hours and hours, man. So
I thought the first time you played him that he might be a deaf person.
Right, he's
maybe
not.
He can't match the.
He's not deaf.
He's not, and that's the thing. He's like
no,
your uncle, like your crazy.
But usually, like
uncle.
When you make an instructional video, you have the confidence that you're, you know, because there are so many helpful YouTube videos for any subject.
Yeah,
where an expert has shown you how to do it.
Yeah, his is not one of those.
His doesn't fall into that category. But a lot of people, you know, usually they really know what they're talking about. They're like, I'm going to show you how to do that. They do
for
it because they know what they're talking about. And, holy shit. I mean, like Shane is less of an expert,
oh,
I think.
I don't know.
He's not as good. Not as confident. Kind of wavers there. Yeah. He is out of his fucking mind.
Well,
okay.
It's Shane. Hard to be good at so many things because Shane's also a master swordsman. He demonstrates swording and nunchucks and gaming and like he sings songs too. Like he'll sing like Madonna songs and stuff. Like it's hard to keep up with his talent.
Let's see. He's doing one right here.
It's me, Shane Lee.
Yeah.
Hi, Shane.
I got a request to do Dancing Queen, but this time chipmunk style.
Okay.
There's a TV on in the background. Most of the time when somebody is going to do a song request at home, they'll turn the TV off in the background.
Sure.
But you get to hear both. And he's going to do Dancing Queen as a chipmunk.
Hey, you can dance. Having the time of your life.
Yeah.
Ooh, you see that girl. Watch that thing. Being the dancing queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stand
it sounds just like ABBA. I thought it was ABBA.
It's pretty good.
Everybody like music. Getting in the swing.
Man, when
everybody can't be that time.
Okay.
Do you think he got a lot of requests to do the Dancing Queen and Chipmunks?
Hello, everybody. This is Shane.
I don't know.
I came down with a little bit of a cold.
Oh.
But I wanted to show you what I can do with the cold.
Okay.
Now, with the cold, you'll hear it in my throat, but.
What's with his mouth?
What is happening?
He's showing you his vocal range.
That's my real voice as well.
Wow.
Or I could go real low like this or something. Just because I've got like a cold, it don't mean I can't do my act.
All right.
It's like a kid with a camera. Remember when you first got a video camera when you were a child?
Yeah, it doesn't look like a kid.
You'd make shows.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? It's me, Shane Lee. Now, a guy named Daniel.
Okay.
What? You don't want to explore his talents some more?
No, I do. Listen, we should do a whole... We need to get Shane on the show. You know that, right?
I'm a little reticent. I don't know if he's all there. I'll try.
Please, what? Just do it.
I'll try it.
Come on, you can make it happen.
Yeah.
You can make it happen.
We'll see.
Another thing that was brought to our attention was this this man in Trinidad. Yeah. First of all, I could listen to people from the islands talk all day.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
How come accents make everything so much better?
I don't know. It's always like that with British. Like, you know, hearing, listening to British people speak, it always makes it more...
I know.
Entertaining, I don't know, engaging, something about it.
It's the best. And they got a different way of saying things.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Margaret Thatcher, I was watching something she was like, "The lady will not," or something stupid. You know, mm-hmm. like they don't talk American, is what right. I'm saying. It's not the right way to
they
talk.
They do so. It whilst they're doing other things.
The lady Isn't will it? Not have it.
Isn't it?
Also on Downton Abbey this season, Mr. Carson gets together with, I don't know.
Oh, hello, Bernadette. Someone said she had a speech impediment that she's always had and that we were assholes.
No.
And I was like, really?
She does have a little bit of a, like, a lispy thing or something.
Right, but that's not what was going on in that thing.
No, not the same thing. No.
You need to watch Downton Rediscovered to be able to... accuse or defend her of such a thing. We watched it top to bottom.
Yeah. No, that was not, I know what they're talking about. That was not her affect.
Bernadette was not, it wasn't an affectation. Well, she was on something else.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence.
Orson action, huh? Is not gonna do anything. I don't even have that one queued up, but he goes, action Orson. He goes,
this is not gonna,
this is not gonna do anything. He's like, cut. No, Orson, he's not gonna do anything.
He's not gonna do anything.
He's not gonna do anything.
Good morning, how you going?
How you going?
Real good mood this.
Oh, how are you going?
Isn't he sweet?
He's very.
I know. Can we have him live with us?
Yeah, this is like the human version of FIFO. I feel. Like.
I know. I love it.
Good morning. How are you going? I had some really good food this morning.
Yeah. So happy.
Very happy.
Good morning. How are you going? In a real good mood this morning.
Okay.
Apparently, a pussy cunt on my wall reported me to Facebook for frontal nudity. Now, most of the times, it's just my face has been showing. So, I trying to figure out what frontal nudity. So, I went back and looked at all of my videos. And the only thing I could fucking notice is nipples. My nipples has been showing. So, this morning, I don't want to offend any of my fans. So, I borrow Anne-Marie bra, you see? Check me out. I hide in my nipples. So, you can't see my nipples at all.
My nipples.
My nipples.
You can't see my nipples.
My nipples. It's also the English go, my nipples.
But that's super low class, right? That's
lower class, right? Like, quote unquote, you know, lower class.
I love how my nipples is out.
I can't see my nipples.
Yeah.
Because apparently that fucking woman does be watching my nipples.
Does be watching my nipples.
Yeah.
You think I'll are a pussy cunt?
Yes.
That's great.
That pussy cunt.
Never heard that before.
No, me neither. It's a new one.
That's great.
Now, you playing you is mother con Glenn Ramadas Singh.
What?
Right?
Well, what?
Because Glenn is the only person that's be grabbing people fucking nipples. Listen to me. You know what I can't understand?
You
watching my videos. And most of the times we talking about serious topics. I mean, obviously, there's a comedian that has put it across funny. But most of the times we talking about serious stuff. And all you seeing, sweetheart, is my fucking nipples. And it haunting you at night? What happened? What's your problem?
What happened?
I feel it's not my nipples you want to know. You want a fucking hard Indian prick. That is what you need.
Whoa.
A little rapey now.
Is this kind of patois? Is that what we're getting into
I
now?
Guess. This is the most fun accent I have ever heard in my life, though. This is my favorite one.
Yeah.
With my nipples. Or maybe I'll rape in you now. Is that what he's saying? He's like, you need a big Indian dick in you.
That's
what he's threatening to rape her now, right?
There's scenes in the movie Belly that reminds me of. Remember Belly?
Yes. That's where your nickname comes from, Tommy Buns.
Yeah, exactly. What's the guy?
Oh, winning the patois.
Let's see if I can.
Time is running, I'm passing, I'm running. Remember from that Beastie Boys thing too?
Yeah.
That's the same accent, right? I'm running, I'm passing, I'm running.
See, this him right here. Oh, yeah, he says some wild shit in this movie.
Right now, you're kind of hot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to rasp. I don't want to fuck with you because you are. The police all are watch you. See, the feds good are watch you, right? Blood clot, no.
I ain't going back to jail, dog. I ain't going back to jail. Next time the county or the state see me, it's going to be in the back. I'm thinking you was a real dread, man. You scared because you good?
Hold on. You come into my house. Don't you ever bring scared business to me. You're looking at the toughest rascal Jamaican in the United States of America.
Okay.
I run shit. I kill for nothing. And I make lots of money. I deal with the business. Don't bring that shit to me. Again. You hear me?
Saying, though, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on, man. I'm hungry. I need this change. You know how I get down, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how I get down, dog. I need the shot.
We need to have like a belly screening, I think, for the holidays. Why don't we do this on Christmas?
It's a Christmas film, right?
If we should bring a belly over to Bri Bri's on Christmas with his parents there and his wife's parents and everybody sitting around and watch this on Christmas.
That's a neat Christmas movie idea.
You think so?
I really like that, yeah.
But you hear how Louis Rankin talks? He's like, saying, he's saying, his, you know what I'm saying, is saying.
Saying?
Did you pick up on it?
Oh, yeah.
He would say something, then he goes, saying.
I can understand about every fifth word these guys say with this accent.
His first one is really clear. He says something, and then hear him say, saying.
You know, I don't want to, I don't want to rask, I don't want to fuck with you, because you are.
The fuck was that?
Police all are watch you. See, the feds good at watch you, right? Blood clot, no.
I ain't going back to jail,
though. Blood clot, no.
Again. You hear me?
You hear me?
I'm saying, though, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on, man. I'm hungry. I need this change. You know how I get down, man. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's me. You know that's why it's Buns.
That's you, yeah.
I need the shot.
That's Buns.
So you think you can hang with that?
I know I can. I know it.
I got to think about it still. You understand? I'm not going to say it. I'm going to do it. But I'm going to think about it. You understand me?
Yeah. So just help a nigga out, man. That's all I'm trying to do, man.
Remember, you want a big,
anything,
big pussy-clad favor. You understand?
Big pussy-clad favor. He said the pussy thing again. Maybe it's pussy-clad. It's pussy-clad, not pussy-cunt.
Huh. Interesting. Theory.
Anything,
big pussy-clad favor.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't understand half of what this guy's saying.
That's great. I really like it.
Well, what was neat about that clip is that there was an international, you know what I'm saying now.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. That's like saying.
Mm-hmm. We had American, and then I'm assuming this guy's Trinidadian. He says Jamaican, though, right?
In this movie, yeah, it's Jamaican. It's not the same. But, you know, they have very similar, I don't know, right?
Dialects. Similar, yeah.
Accents, dialects, yeah.
No.
Do you remember the opening to this movie? It's so good.
No cry. Yeah. Oh yeah. The bomb bomb. Is that the song?
No, it's a steady. Are you ready?
You like
what's
that song?
Going on?
You like that song a lot.
But it's while they rob the strip club.
Yeah, I don't really remember this movie.
And they have
much.
The black lights going on. Their eyes light up. It's dope. It's directed by Hype Williams, so it's like a music video director. That's why it looks really cool. Mm-hmm. Slick, raw, neat, however you want to say it. You know? It's like a raw, neat, slick movie. Let's go back to Trinidad.
You see, some of all you don't know how to mind all your own fucking business.
True.
I am saying, if you're watching my videos and it's disturbing you, stop watching them. I am not doing this for you. I am doing this because I love to do it. Me don't give a fuck what you think.
Me don't care.
But for my fans, I don't want all of it to be disturbed. You see people like Anne Marie Garo and all the other people like Terry Lal and things. I don't want all of it to get horny watching my nipples. So I have borrowed a bra from Annie, as you see, to protect myself. Right? Right? So that you all don't have to worry again about looking at my nipples. And I will try my best to keep the camera straight up so all you would see is my face. Look now, all of this fucking... kill me with laugh, yeah, you know. I can't believe it have dotish people still so, you know.
Don't even know what he said.
There'll be no breaking and no taking of coral. You're on the glass bottom boat. You can look at the coral.
That's the real speech.
But don't take the coral.
Yeah. Don't break, don't take the coral.
That's from Geraldo, Greg Geraldo.
Oh, really?
That story, yeah. His last special.
God, I miss that
no
guy.
No breaking and no taking of coral.
He really says that?
And then Geraldo raises his hand and goes, wait a minute, can we break or take any of the coral? No, me just finish saying that. It's a great bit.
Me just finish.
No. Yeah, they're so cute, right? But these guys can't be scientists. Like, you can't hear him saying official stuff, you know? Like, could you have him diagnose you with some disease? You'd be like, oh, you're so cute. You've got cancer. It's terminal, man.
It's time for the cancer.
You're like, oh, you're so cute.
Steady. Oh, you. Where's that
Your
scene?
Balls are going to shrivel and rot off.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's going to rot. What you looking for, Gene?
I wanted to see that robbery scene. You know, where they come in and they rob the place? Let's see if I can find it online. It's so cool. It's like one of the best opening... Let's see. Opening scene. This might be it here. If this is it, I'm going to be real happy.
Such. A lot of people love this movie.
Here it is. A lot of people do?
Yeah. Dudes love this movie. It's a dude movie.
I don't hear a lot of people talk about it. Are
you ready? I've heard people. Boys like this movie a
really?
Lot. Yeah. What's
going on? I was in college when this came out. And I, you know, smoking a lot of weed. Yeah. Just, all they do in this movie is smoke just tons What's of weed. It's the best movie to smoke weed to. And just, it's cinematically very satisfying. Because it's shot so well. Melody that's in the air. Come on. Blacklight. You remember this scene, right?
No. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, it's a good scene, yeah. It's an old jam. It's an old jam.
And their eyes are, you know...
Mm-hmm. They're glowing the black light.
Yeah.
And they're black, too.
They're very black, yeah. Yeah, Nas and DMX. It's pretty black. Kind of got a.
I can sing just like her.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Steady, are you ready?
Ma! Ma! Ma!
I wish that guy would do the hits.
He could do this. What about Shane? Why don't we write to him to do this song?
It's a great idea.
I got a request. Oh, yeah.
Which Braxton are you feeling like today?
Fuck. I feel like all five listening to this shit.
However you want it. I know the song. Jeans me. However you jeans it.
It's about to, and then you know, the whole time you have the anticipation of the drop, right?
Right.
You're like, when's it going to drop?
The 90s. Who sang this song in Vogue?
No, this is. They might have done a version of it, but this was.
It's the Braxtons. Forget.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm feeling like. I think Tawanda today.
Soul to soul.
No idea who that is.
Come on, Garth.
That's not like Garth Brooks. That's neat, slick.
I mean, it's all slick and neat and raw. But
however do you, mommy? However do you, jeans?
So that dude that plays, you know, the most hood guy, Jamaican guy ever,
yeah,
is Louis Rankin, yeah, who does, you know,
yeah, yeah,
he's an actual reggae musician. But this dude really. Pretty hardcore, I think.
Hard fucking core Jamaican.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have what? Vision Media,
baby. Let's go. I think she's gonna. He's just.
But I keep it
here.
labeling cartel.
Music's reggae. Too loud on their interview.
Mega. Jamaica, outside of the resorts, a little dicey.
Can get pretty real. Mm. Yeah, I had a friend tell me he went to Jamaica with his wife and kids on a cruise. Mm. Kids stayed on board with a babysitter. He and his wife got off, and then he told them, take me to, like, smoke weed. And he said all of a sudden when he was surrounded by all these dudes, and they're nowhere close to their ship, that he started to just get, and he started smoking. He got, you know, the paranoia set in.
Shit.
He was just, he said it was the worst anxiety he's ever had. Mm. Because, you know, he was just this big, dopey white dude standing out there in some field. 10 Jamaican guys around him.
There you go. That's how you get took.
That's how
you got done taken.
That's how tookins get taken right there. You know what I'm saying?
You get snatched up. You know, pot's not legal there. You can't smoke.
That's hilarious, isn't it? A lot of people don't know that.
No, you got to be careful as a tourist.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that pot is not legal, which is hilarious.
Yeah, and I remember I was there. I did the one stupid challenge I did for Road Rules and Real World. We did it in Jamaica, which is why I agreed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember all the contestants on, not all of them, but a few of them, would talk to the natives there. And then they would be like, is everything Irie? You know, like try to use the lingo. And I remember Jamaica being like, nobody fucking says that shit.
You know, like, they create all this violence.
They're like, we don't say that, bro.
Try to solve it by, opening up a welfare department like what the United States, Canada, and those countries do. You understand? People paying taxes in Jamaica now, so I figure some of that tax money should go towards the SMI, Single Mothers in Progress.
All right, so he's
I like it.
Supporting single mothers.
Very seductive accent.
It is
I
good.
I feel like I want 10 guys in a circle around me talking like that.
You know, there's videos like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Jamaican only or Trinidadian?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Let's see.
Specifically, I like that accent. We're going to come on your face now.
Oh,
and then I'm like,
God.
All right. Oh, boy, I get pot after this. Will you guys give me the weed you promised?
Yeah. Depends. Just keep your mouth open and put the weed in there.
Do you want to see a husband again? I'm sorry.
Hi, FIFO. Hi, buddy.
Let me see.
However do you, mommy? However do you jeans it?
However do you jeans now? However. This is MK.
Already?
Yeah,
happy to see you guys.
I don't hear any patois.
It's coming. Damn.
Do you want the drug?
Hmm.
10 guys. There needs to be 10 at least, though. Come on. It doesn't sound like 10. There's not a lot of chatter.
Like the youngsters.
All right. That's enough. Yeah, all right. That's come on. It's disturbing.
Hi, FIFO.
But he's looking at me like I owe him something right now. I'm a little afraid. He's been hiding knives in his bed lately, too, which is alarming.
What? You didn't tell me this.
Yeah. He's not really into being called FIFO. He insists on being called Rashan Malik, that whole Muhammad thing. And I'm like, I can't yell that out in our neighborhood. Rashan Malik Muhammad. It's got to be FIFO, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think you should ever, no, not in this neighborhood. You shouldn't do Muhammad or any of that stuff.
Well, it's just too long to yell. It's not even actually a neighborhood issue, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah.
However do you, mommy?
However.
Do you jeans it? I think he might have to shit.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Can we just pause just in case so he doesn't take a shit in the house?
Did Rashan shit?
No. He just looked at me like, bitch, you think I want to fucking go out there raining? Cold outside. He didn't want
up with this fucking rain, man.
I know. He don't like it. He gets scared of the lightning. He won't admit it, but he gets scared of the thunder.
Yeah.
He goes, ooh, mommy. I don't like it. But he pretends like he's hard, you know, like he flexes and stuff.
I think shit. I'm scared of nothing.
It's a really good impression you just did of him.
I know. I listen to him all the time.
Wow.
How am I not going to speak like him? He does smell like a fresh like a fresh wash blanket with like with softener, you know, and the, that's what he smells like.
Yeah, and ridiculous. I started giving him the pill form of that flea treatment, instead of that greasy shit that's on his back, you know.
Better?
Yeah, yeah, much.
Oh,
better.
Did he give you back the
the
thing,
the teeth enzyme thing? Yeah,
good. Is this Trinidadian dude say any more great stuff?
I'm sorry.
This guy, does he say more good stuff?
I mean, it's some more.
Yes, stupid fucking people.
Stupid fucking people.
Stupid fucking people. All right. I like that. I like that a lot. There's some weird shit that we got too.
Hmm.
Let's see. What is this shit here?
How are you, mommy?
This is great. This is Alexis lady. Some of you might recognize her voice. This is her voice.
Dick, I'll make you slap somebody in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of wisdom in that.
Just telling you new shit here.
If you, even if you do not get penetrated and have anal sex, then you still have an obligation to lift your nut sack up and go all underneath the crack around the back of y'all nuts and all around. And then they say all around your dick, too. They say the dick be stinking. Because they say, especially if you got that foreskin around y'all dick, they say y'all don't be pulling that dick back to get all what they them old people call all that crust and that butt around underneath your dick skin. So they say the skin have all kind of grease and backed up funk and shit caked all around y'all dick. Man, I didn't know y'all men was out here doing it like that.
What's
it? I didn't know it got that far, because I knew that initially this video was about instructing men to wash their balls.
Well, no. The origin, if you really want to study this and...
Yes, I'd like to.
And really take in what she's saying.
Mm.
Her friend, who is gay, asked her to share this video. I think the idea was to get it out to gay men, that he was telling her that he's experiencing a lot of guys aren't washing their nuts or their dicks.
Right.
That's why she says, y'all aren't doing that. And they're saying,
right.
So she's telling it to the, but I think it's a message for it, all communities.
But I, my understanding is that she goes, well, and if the men are experiencing this, then the women must be too.
Mm.
And that's why she thought she would put this public service announcement out to let men know that they have to wash their balls.
Yeah. And their dicks.
And their dicks, too. Not just the balls excluding the dick, and not just the dick excluding the balls.
But she's saying...
Interesting.
She's saying especially...
Especially, yeah.
Uncircumcised dicks. Because she's saying, y'all ain't pulling that flat back and getting all the crust.
Oh, boy.
And the funk that's built up.
And y'all ass in somebody's face stinking, or going up in somebody's ass stinking like that. That boy said, this shit got to stop. He said, y'all need to wash your nuts, pull your skin back around your dick, get all that hard caked up crust and dough and shit all up under your dickhead and around that damn skin, that foreskin. They said, he said, pull it, don't halfway, he said, pull it all the way back, scrape that shit off. And then he said, when y'all shit and wipe y'all ass with that toilet tissue, he said, be pieces of particles of shit.
Oh my
and
God.
And pieces of tissue and shit be caked around y'all asshole.
No.
So maybe y'all need to shave and cut that hair around y'all ass. And don't just depend on that toilet tissue to do the trick. You know, take y'all some down, I don't know, Massengill, douche your ass out, take some of them feminine wipes or some of them Clorox wipes or something. After y'all have
Did you
about,
hear that?
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Someone's been listening to the Top Dog
wow.
School of Wiping, and I gotta say, I'm impressed, Alexis.
You need to wipe down.
That's really something.
I can't believe it that she actually advocates that too.
Yep.
She must be listening to our show. Hello.
She's got to be. Of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
That's true. Do you think people really have stuff attached to their butts and then
are like,
lick my asshole, but it's all dirty down there?
Dudes. I think that's why she made this video for dudes. I think dudes are grosser. No. So I think that she's saying that this guy is having a lot of sexual encounters where hygiene's not a priority because he's fucking guys.
Oh my
guys
God.
Are pigs.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Just women so usually take care of themselves a little better.
Rank.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, your bum hole, if someone's going to put their mouth on it, the least you can do is tidy up down there.
Yeah, or even if they're skipping the mouth and they're just going to, you know, shove their cock and balls in there.
Yeah.
You still should probably try to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think she's right. I think you need to wash your assholes.
I think so too. I think she's doing a really good public service here.
You know what I actually don't like? She mentions earlier, before I played this, that it's not her usual camera person. Her usual camera person is a woman, and this is a guy. The guy's laughing, and it's taking away from the message.
I think so too, because it's a very serious message, and to mock it.
Yeah, and to laugh like, oh, this is a comedy video. It's not a comedy.
It's not a comedy. She's doing a public service, so.
You're disrespecting. Here's what you're disrespecting.
Yeah.
Dirty nuts.
Yeah.
Dirty dicks and dirty assholes.
Absolutely.
And the joy that all those things can have together by laughing at this.
I agree. Yeah. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, you shouldn't laugh at this. This is serious stuff.
Y'all need to really spread y'all ass cheek and go around from your nuts to your butt and really just, you know, put some soap and lather. Not no damn Camay and Dove neither. Put some of that oxygen soap around there, that Octagon soap or that Dial what soap kind? Or that Lasso.
Octagon soap? What is Octagon soap? Is that a brand?
Lasso soap?
Lasso and Octagons? There's a new brand I don't even know about.
Huh.
Maybe that's the strongest ass cleaning soap you can get is Octagon.
That'd be great if there was a soap just for your asshole.
That's where MMA fighters fight, in the Octagon, so that makes sense.
Oh, that's what that's from.
Sure. It's a guy who was like, I get it. Fighters fight in the Octagon.
Right, and plus their butts are probably the gamiest after sweating. Ooh. Could you imagine what
I imagine a pre-fight shit is pretty common. You're about to fight.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And I bet cleaning is not a priority.
Oh, no. Well, you're hurry. You got to go. You got to go to the ring.
Yeah.
I used to take really hearty dumps before stand-up for years.
You told me
like
that.
Anxiety dumps.
Always attracted me. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And
you said all day you would dump.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it.
All day just thinking. And then by year 7, it was just a pre-show dump, not an all-day dump. But that pre-show dump was a little gamey, I'm not going to lie. I always had a shower at the end of the night.
Huh. How about now? Is it pretty?
Mm-mm. Now, dude, I can take a nap before I perform. I don't feel anxiety.
That's good.
At all. Unless it's like televised, unless you're doing television.
Yeah, that sucks.
But otherwise, how about you? Do you take pre-game dumps?
Not usually. I mean, no, it's not my common thing. I mean, sometimes I have to, but no. Normally I can just stroll in there.
Yeah. What do you do when you have anxiety, when you get nervous? I feel it in my stomach.
Yeah, I do too. Sometimes I shit. Yeah. A big thing, if I have real anxiety, like, it's not much higher than, you know, show and anxiety.
Yeah.
If I have anxiety, life anxiety, I can't eat. I'm not hungry or anything.
Wow. And for you, that's like,
yeah, that's
code red.
Severe. Yeah.
I've never. Oh, I've seen you like
if
that.
I'm like really emotional about something, fucked up over something, you know, depressed.
Yeah.
It's got to be. It's not like, oh, I'm kind of bummed out about this. I'm saying like it's heightened, you know.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Bad. Somebody died or something. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
Or like breakup diet.
Yeah, yeah.
You break up with someone, it's the best time. You lose so much weight. God, you look so good.
Oh, man. When are we gonna get on that?
I know, the breakup diet.
Poof.
It's kind of perfect because you're newly single and now you're super skinny too. It's like the best time. Makes sense. It's like an adaptive response, you know.
It is.
Nature is telling you, you got to get back out there. We got to thin you down because you porked up.
Yeah.
When you're with somebody.
You fucking pig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
It's interesting.
Real interesting.
How much weight will you lose if we break up?
I think about 40 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
But how long will you be sad for?
For when?
Like, let's say we divorce. How long will you be sad?
What? But like, when would I be sad?
Oh, I guess.
I don't understand the question.
Okay. You won't
How long will you be sad?
Depressed?
Because of?
Us breaking up or anything? You wouldn't feel...
Are you saying that, like, because I'm hungry, because I'm losing weight, I'm sad? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be hard, because I'm not used to eat. I would be eating less than I normally would. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, then no, I felt the same way.
How long would you be sad?
And until I met those 10 Trinidadian guys.
Jesus, 10? You think you could fucking dial it back a little bit? 10.
Yeah, 10 of my closest friends.
10 sounds like a lot.
It's not.
It sounds like a lot.
Oh,
I hope that's your fucking new boyfriend.
What if I ended up being with Ass Ripper after you?
That's what I'm saying.
What would you feel?
Joy. Overwhelming joy. The only thing that would like give me joy about it would be to see you with somebody like that. That would give me joy. The thing that would crush me would just be to see you like really happy with someone.
I imagine divorced people do feel that way. If you hate the person when you divorce, you're like,
of course.
Oh, God, I'd hate to see them happy again. So crazy.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't want to see that.
What are you licking your thumb for, weirdo?
Come put it in my butt. Am I supposed to put it in dry? I'm trying to get it in there.
Yeah. Have you ever accidentally fingered your own butthole?
Yes.
What?
I was trying to play with the outside. And I,
no, you weren't. No, you weren't.
No, of course. Wiping, scratching. Oh, shit. And it just slides in, just like the tip slides in. It barely goes in. You're like, oh, no.
I think there's nothing more horrifying in life is when you're wiping your butthole and then you miss it, like,
I know.
Oh, and your finger just grazes that brown.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, oh, the horror. Like, it's on your fucking hand.
The paper tear. Oh, and you're like, oh, fuck. But there's even there's the time where, like, the finger, it's worse than that. It goes in your butthole.
Yeah.
And you feel that heat, that wet warmth around your finger. And you're scared, and then you kind of accept it, and you're like, oh. It feels good for a second.
I don't accept it.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And you're like, let that in. Leave that in there a little while longer.
I hate when the brown ends up on my hand. That's the worst.
Yeah, brown on your hand? That's no good.
I hate brown on my hand.
Round y'all ass and really wash that shit and go all the way up in the crack of y'all ass and clip that hair around your asshole and make sure you dig all up around your asshole to get all that shit that's packed up around it. Cause they said that even though this boy told me, he said, even though y'all wipe y'all ass, your ass still be stinking when he get in the bed with you. Boy, I ain't never heard no man talk about no another damn man like this boy just talked about y'all to me. So he been putting pressure on me so damn bad about it. I'm going to put this up tonight. It's Sunday, what, February the 3rd, 2008. That boy said y'all ass thing. And y'all need to get this together before y'all bring y'all dick and nuts to go over there and go up in his butt and go to his house. We'll be back with more Ask Alexis. Lord, I didn't know it was like this. Nigga ass stinking off the damn chain. And y'all talking about women stink, pussy stink. Wow. Boy, this boy just said, y'all ass is motherfucking fuming. Do you hear me? Tighten that shit up. Don't go back over that boy house with your nuts and shit all like that.
Tighten
boy,
up.
Boy, butt. We'll be back.
Tighten up, world. Ooh. Dude, I didn't. She dropped a big word and she did the tighten up.
She did a big word. She did tighten up and she did wipe with fucking
Clorox.
Tighten up, world.
Yeah, she did it all, man.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man.
How does she know about Top Dog? Maybe they know each other. Tighten up, world.
That is unbelievable. That's so good, man. That is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm tapped out, man.
What's going on? Are you fried?
Yeah.
You've had quite a long day.
It's been a long day for me.
Why don't you tell them what you did?
All right. So my parents live about a little over an hour and a half from Orlando.
From where? So,
from Momlando.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I visited them over the weekend. And just because of, you know, my carrier of choice in the air and my refusal to connect when it's not necessary, the only option for me to fly back from the East Coast to L.A., was a 6 a.m. flight today.
It's painful.
So initially I was like, I will just get up at 3 a.m. and drive and check, you know, do it that way. But every day, this is what happens every time. It's never changed in 15 years of going back to my parents' house. I sleep less and less every day. You know, part of it's still there. It's guilt. Hey, it's 10. You're not up. And I'm like, I came from the West Coast. Like,
yeah, you're
I'm 3
up.
Hours behind. Yeah. Then it's the noise level. Then it's the actual architecture of the home. Like I slept with earplugs in, door shut, and they, you know, let the dog, like just it, put it this way. By the end of the trip, I'm 10 times more exhausted than the beginning. So then I was like, man, if I try to fucking get up at 3 a.m. and do this, I don't know if it's even possible to drive at that time.
Yeah, you're so feeling tired.
No, so not, I went up the night safe. Before. I went up last night to Orlando, and I got a hotel room and basically was able to get a few hours of sleep, got up at 4:30, and then, you know, got on the flight. So I just, you know, and then I got back here. I went to an audition immediately after, and then shrink, and then just haven't stopped. So it's just,
I'm been nonstop since yesterday. You had
I'm just tired.
It's
man.
Exhausting.
You know, I got to say, a lot of people have been asking us. Like, we get tweets and questions every day about, are we going to twice a week? Are we going to keep it? And the whole thing is that we're going to stick to once a week for now, because I don't want to try to promise twice a week and not fulfill it. But the reason that we're doing it is not because we want to cut it down. It's because, you know, our schedule is crazy.
And there's some mommy things in the works that we need to give our time to right now. Put it that way. Show business stuff, guys. But that doesn't mean we're going to neglect you. We're just going to change things a little bit.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to ask you is, I wonder if everybody feels this way when they see their family. Like, do you get physically exhausted after spending time with your mom and dad and sisters?
Sometimes, yes. You know what I feel like? I feel like that exhaustion always varies and wavers depending on who's... There's always some type of drama when you visit family. And if you're involved in it, your trip, and you're the visitor, it really wears on you. Yeah. You know, it really, like, it's taxing. When it's somebody else, you're kind of like, you're kind of witness to it. It's exhausting in a different way. It's like being around it is exhausting. Mm. But at least it's not as emotional, you know? Mm. So this particular trip, there's always some type of drama in my family's house. I was not involved in any of it, so it wasn't as... But, you know, I feel like... I think I've said it before on the show, and I know I've said it to you. The older I get, the more I feel like you have to... you have to have, like, hard outs.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to shorten those trips. You can't do... I mean, you know, a few years out of college, I would go home for 2 weeks or something, you know? Like, that's what I would do in my mid-20s.
Negative. I got to tell you, my dad came over here on Sunday.
Yeah?
For, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That fool left. I had a headache. And I had to take a nap immediately. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Is there something to drink? Like, it's like 45 minutes alone with your parent is enough to make you, like, just fucking... What, makes you want to fight somebody.
Makes you want to... Woo! Right, light. Yeah.
I wonder if everyone feels that way. I mean, it's probably not a good sign.
You know what I think it is, though? Don't you think it varies on the relationship with each person?
Yes.
Like, there are people that don't wear on me in my family at all, you know?
No, you can hang with them.
Yeah.
They're totally cool.
It's about them being easygoing and easy to be around, too.
Most deaf.
Like, there's an order in that for my immediate... Like, my dad's by far the easy... He's just easy to be around.
I could kick it with the dog for days and be totally fine.
You know what? He's low maintenance.
Yeah.
I know his things. Everybody has their quirks, so there's things that I just know about him. But they don't really wear on you. You're not like, oh, fuck.
Dude, you know? No, you know what it is? Because the dog is a self-contained unit.
Right.
He doesn't want to sap your soul energy. He doesn't want anything from you.
Right.
He's content just sitting and watching Turner Classic Movies.
He feels good about it.
And he likes to lay in his boxers and fart and scratch, and that's his MO. And you're like, that's his bliss.
Yeah, his big thing now is he's... a new level of online chess where he used to go into his cave to play it, you know? You've seen him do that?
Yeah.
Well, now his iPad and his cell phone are synced up to it.
Uh-oh.
And he has 12 games going at once.
12?
12 at once. All different chess games.
Wow.
So, like, you'll just be talking to him, and he'll reach down, and you'll think he has a text message, and you're like, what are you doing? He's like, playing chess. And you're like, could you... He's like, hold on, he's got to make a move. Hold on a second. And he's like... And he puts it away. And then he's back, and then a few seconds. Oh, my favorite. I was like, let's watch this. Billy Corbin, the guy who made Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh.
Right?
Not the Smashing Pumpkins lead singer.
No. Am I saying his name wrong?
I think that's Billy Corgan or something.
Oh. Yeah. So, anyways, he has a new documentary that premiered on ESPN. One of those 30 for 30s. Like, they're great.
Those are great, yeah.
It was the U Part 2 about University of Miami. It's his second installment in it. It's fantastic. If you have a chance to record it, a lot of them are ending up on Netflix pretty quickly, so maybe it'll end up there. It's probably on iTunes. But it was really good. It's the second part. So, you know, my parents live pretty close to South Florida. So I'm like, hey, I explained to him kind of you want to watch it? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's watch this thing together. Are you ready? Yep. And he's like, let's watch this. You know, it's like a setup to watching it. You know, everybody good? You got your drink? You good? Look over, looking at his iPad. Like, this is like, and the movie is like, you know, being, the story's being told. It's a documentary. I go, hey. He goes, yeah. I go, what are you doing? You're not watching? He says, hold on a second. I've been watching, making this move real quick. And then I kind of watch him. He's just watching his iPad, like, look, like, you know, figuring out his next move. Puts it down, watches. You like it? Yeah, I like it. It's really good. 15 minutes later, look up. iPad. Unbelievable.
Didn't he tell me that he doesn't like to chat with the people that he plays with either?
That was the best. So I realized, I don't play online chess, but I figured that with anything that you can play against someone, there's a chat option. I go, do you talk to people? He goes, no. And I go,
no. Amazing.
You can't chat. He goes, well, you can't. Some people want to chat, but, you know, I don't like it. I go, what do you do? He goes, one guy kept trying to talk to me. So I sent him a message. I'm here to play chess, not talk to you. And I go, wow. And I said, what did the guy say? He goes, he said, that's not very nice. And then he threw in like, you fucking idiot. Like, it was one of those things. He's like, fucking clown.
Yeah.
Play fucking talk to you.
I like that he straightens people out. Like, that's old school. You know? He's like, I'm just here to play. It's so fucking amazing.
Fucking chat with you. It's very old school.
Yeah.
I'm not here to fuck around, you fucking fatso. Yeah.
You can try me.
You fucking try me, fatso.
He's so rad with the chest, man.
Oh, my God. Gene's next week, almost. Baby Yezushka's birthday's coming
up. Again, Baby Yezushka's going to be born. And we celebrate the 24th as Hungarians. The 25th doesn't mean shit to me, okay?
Right, that's why we're doing 24th, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
25th, we'll go see some American people.
Okay. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you go to midnight mass. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, that's cool.
How awful is that?
Jeez.
What a fucking nightmare.
Let's set everybody up for the holidays.
All right, this looks like the place. Apparently there was a break-in last night. All the doors and windows were locked. Somebody stole the Christmas presents. Looks like the Grinch came early this year.
You don't seem like you're in the Christmas spirit this year.
I don't really want to talk about it. You're not going to sing to them again, are you?
No, it's fine. It totally calms people down. Let's go see what we've got going on.
Those are real cops acting.
They're really good.
Wow. Just for the community, they make videos. I like when they make videos.
The Christmas presents. They're gone. I don't know what happened. I came home from work and they're just gone.
Whoa, she's not a good actress.
That's not good.
Interesting.
That's better.
No, that's not good.
You're not going to sing, are you?
We already set that
up. Let me handle this. Ma'am, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Oh, shit.
The real cops.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just one thing I need. Must buy her soul the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Oh,
I need you to keep on locking doors and windows at your place. This thief will be too happy knowing they can't steal your things. I just want them off the street. Put them into my backseat. Make my wish come true.
Oh,
singing to... My Life Is on the Piano.
That's, yeah. Wow. I feel like the bad singing that she was doing is enhanced by this, right? This adds to it. Catch you wherever.
There you go. We should do scales with your birds. All I want for Christmas is you. Yeah.
Man.
Those are cops, bro.
That cop shit is, it's so dumb. Why do you insist on doing, the singing is horrible.
Yeah.
Why?
I'd prefer you guys not. Oh, jeez. I hate this song, too.
They could have had somebody record it that could sing just, and then just acted it out.
There's got to be someone at the precinct who sings better than this broad.
Yeah, but what about the secretary? Why has it got to be one of the fucking officers?
I don't know.
Something seems consistent. Somebody on there, realized she's cute. What happened was Sarge was like, I really like your voice. And they misled her into thinking it was good, and she's like, am I good?
Like, because she's the most camera positive,
right?
Probably
this happens all the time. There's you're good at this.
There's like a super unattractive girl
that can really sing, of course.
And they're like, Marcy can't do it.
I think you're busy. So, and then she was like, I don't really sing. No, you're really good
at
singing.
You're great at this. Yeah.
They should have done what they should have done is like some Milli Vanilli shit where they had a porker record it.
Porker.
And then they were like, there's a fucking 211 over on West
211
on West Main, and then they got her to shoot it, and they're like, oh, we had to shoot it without you. Over there, and every single oh my God, it's really painful. Yeah, it's bad. All right, I love your jeans.
I love you, mommies.
You guys are the best. Please visit yourmomshousepodcast.com. Some clips have been added. The guy is up. We're going to leave you again with this song by Daniel Piccina. I like that. The Garth Brooks song. It's really fucking fantastic.
The best song.
Let the conversation
It's got a little
begin.
It's got a little Shane Lee in it too. It's all good, like man. We'll see you guys in San Francisco this weekend.
I really like that.
We'll see you soon.
Real fire. Something about the noise of conversation. I like that. And I really like that. This is between you and me, and I really like that. Think of it more as a conversation. I want to post cool stuff. Slick stuff. Stuff. This is just who I am.
Well, I guess it's official.
Let the conversation begin.
And you can pinch my dick.